Welcome to the 27th Annual Executive War College, produced by the Dark Intelligence Group, April 27th and 28th, 2022, in New Orleans. The title of this presentation is Extracting the Important Lessons from the Executive War College 2022.
Good afternoon. Here we are, gathered for our final session on our two-day program and an introduction to tomorrow's workshops. And so I think we've had a very interesting couple of days. From most of you, I've heard nothing but compliments and comments on the kind of networking and information that you've got that's useful to help you move your lab forward in what is increasingly a fast-changing and complicated healthcare system. As we get started, what I'd like to do here is give a final thanks to our sponsors, including the following benefactors: Beckman Coulter, Change Healthcare, Chronicis Laboratory and Pathology, LK, Impeco, LifePoint, MedUSA, SunQuest Information Systems, Telcor, Wave, HDC, and Xiphon. And then a reminder for those of you who are staying over for tomorrow's workshops, there'll be a reception tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 in the Strand Foyer, which is over there where the breakout sessions are. And there's still availability for any of you who'd like to register for those workshops. And then a reminder that we will be back at this fine new hotel next year on April 25 and 26, 2023. And if you do want to register now, or between now and April 29th, there's $300 off the full price registration. So take advantage of that. And then once again, I do want to encourage you to fill out the audio recording form and take back the audio and the PowerPoints to your team. Nothing is more persuasive to these questioning pathologists and clinical lab scientists than to have them experience firsthand the presentation, the slides, and the commentary that you experienced. And these can open up some team support to move your lab in some new and productive directions. Okay, so I like to use these parting remarks to put some put a loop around the program and see if we can draw together some useful thoughts. It's been a fascinating 2 days for me, and I'm in the unique position to get to pick speakers that I'd like to hear that I think would benefit you greatly. And it seems like those marks have resonated with you all. Just to get started yesterday morning, in my opening remarks, you know, I characterized labs as on a roller coaster ride. And I think you understand the metaphor, because if you go back to March 2020 and you think about what ride your lab got on, it was full of valleys and peaks, and it's been full of twists and turns and surprises. Remember, as COVID hit, many of your volume of routine specimens each day fell by as much as 30 to 60%. That left a revenue hole in your lab finances. And I know there were anatomic pathology groups that told me in the first 2 to 3 months, they saw a 90% reduction in tissue referrals until things began to come back early that summer. So it's been a very interesting 2 years. That's part of the Chinese curse, for those of you who are familiar with it. The Chinese curse is, may you live in interesting times. We certainly have over the last 20 months. I did want to alert you, as I did yesterday morning, millennials are an agent for change. They're going to be dominating your lab staff and your lab leadership. They're going to be the physicians that you serve. They're going to be the customers that you perform tests on behalf of. And millennials think very differently than their precursor generations. And there's much written about their interests, their pursuits, and how they like to be served. So think about how much your lab can digitize things that are on paper, how much your labs can change the experience of every touch that your lab has with the patient. And on that comment, I would like to observe with the presentations made yesterday morning, you all have a really interesting opportunity. You have relationships with patients that don't exist very in most other parts of the healthcare system. Think about someone with a chronic condition who's been coming to the same patient service center and phlebotomist for several years. And that same individual may have a relationship with your clinical pathologist. If this is going to be a consumer-focused healthcare system, I would encourage your labs to begin to identify who your regular users are. Think Amazon Prime. We pay a premium to be an Amazon Prime member and get special benefits. Well, why can't you identify those frequent users of your lab and then interact with them and learn how you can improve that relationship? And that's a helpful way for you to interpose yourself as a resource for other players that want access to that patient. And we don't normally think about labs as really having those relationships that are patient first. We think of ourselves more as serving the providers, the physicians, etc. So carry that away with you and see how your lab might pursue that to have programs that actually recognize your frequent flyers and serve them in a way that makes them feel rewarded and makes them want to bring their friends and family into your lab when it comes time to do testing. The other thing we talked about is the healthcare system moving from reactive to proactive. And proactive means that you're in a position to take lab data, combine it with other kinds of data, medical diagnostic codes, patient histories, and identify gaps in care. Identify patients who are at risk for an acute event, but a timely intervention could forestall that. And it's all about going forward the clinical lab 2.0 concept. How do you add value? And you need to take your data, convert it to clinically actionable intelligence, and you will find a lot of different players, many from unexpected quarters, willing to pay you for that. And that's very different than a fee-for-service reimbursement. With Lila White, you heard one of the keenest strategic thinkers that I've heard in recent decades in the lab industry. And Lila covered a whole variety of the major trends and the developments in healthcare and how XIFIN is working to respond to those. I thought one of the things she articulated very well was how much of healthcare is being consumer-driven at the same time that many of your parent health systems would like you to be patient-centric. And so I think that's a very good pivot point for you to guide your lab team to look differently at the relationship with patients as well as consumers. And when I use the term consumer, I consider that the consumer, the individual that's out there that's in a position to order their own lab test. And I did a program with Proscia last spring with Scott Gottlieb as the guest speaker and David West as the CEO. One of the things that Scott Gottlieb emphasized regularly was the pandemic has accelerated the trends that were already underway and has accelerated those trends by 5 or more years. And one of those trends is patient self-test. We educated large numbers of patients in the United States how to go to the pharmacy, buy a test kit, take it home and test it or collect the specimen and send it into the lab. And I would suggest that you study some of these companies like Everlywell, who have been growing rapidly, have been raising actually hundreds of millions of dollars of venture capital, and their model is how do we sell tests to consumers? And by the way, you might be surprised at how Everlywell got started. Everlywell, about 2015, was a contestant on Shark Tank. Did you know that? And it was one of the women who decided to invest $1 or $2 million into Everlywell at that time. And although they're in Austin, Texas, I've never managed to get by and get a lab tour, but there's a very young, smart, blonde woman who guides Everlywell. She has since raised about $250 million in capital in several tranches. So Everlywell is a very growing and expanding business, which is a direct-to-consumer focus. And that's the kind of model that your labs should understand at the minimum and look at how you can leverage your current patient relationships and serve them in that consumer environment. Lila also talked about the structural evolution in how healthcare is being provided. And I suggest you pay lots of attention, as I have been, to retail pharmacies expanding their medical services. And the primary care clinics, I think, is probably the single greatest threat for labs, but it can also be an opportunity, because a fast time to answer, a lab test result reported quickly is an asset that your labs can provide. Then we moved to Jeff Hawkins of Truvian Health yesterday, and I think that you probably had a very expanded vision of who's out there trying to change your profession. And as you heard Jeff say, their clinical goal was not to serve hospital labs or physician office labs. Their goal is to provide an instrument and a tool that would work in near patient and patient settings. And he mentioned specifically pharmacies. And you heard about his design goals: very small amount of specimen, very robust instrument, very fast time to a reliable, repeatable instrument. And I hope our friends in the LIS industry heard carefully his comments about how to move data around. I found it fascinating that from his perspective and where he comes from, the easiest way he can get data into all your hands is to put it up in the cloud and then write a simple interface. So your middleware providers have a threat with this, but you also have an opportunity to evolve your LIS products to be able to interface with what's in the cloud and pull things down without software that may be several decades old in the way of technology. And then we have John Harrell, and I'll forgive him for outing me as a rugby player, although I have been pleased that some people commented on my powerful, robust frame running with the ball. At any rate, besides that, the thing that's interesting about John is he's the only fellow I found in the United States in the last 5 or 10 years who actually is getting discovered by people who want to enter the lab business but have no lab background. Somehow they find a way to the door of Lighthouse Laboratory Services. And so his insights for you are actually invaluable, because these new players are the ones that want to bring new models of lab testing and delivery of lab test results to the marketplace. And as you've noted, many of them want to streamline the process. Many of them want to really go direct to the consumer. And so this is something to keep in mind. Again, you have relationships with patients. You should figure out how to serve them as consumers. And then let's move to this morning. I hope you enjoyed hearing from our friend from Jason Hipp from Mayo Clinic. I thought this was really interesting. Jason was talking about the hooking the computer to the microscope for augmented reality. And I thought that was a very clever, low-budget way to give pathologists access to AI technology. And in a way, you could call that a hack. Jason just gave you a way to hack your anatomic pathology department and give them some more AI power using the traditional light microscopes. And of course, followed by Stan Letofsky at LabCorp. That's a vision of what's going on at LabCorp, of how your lab's going to look increasingly as you go forward over the years. He talked about how artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing, these are all the enabling technologies of AI, are being deployed across every aspect of LabCorp, whether it's operations, whether it's the patient encounter, like allowing them to scan their IDs and their insurance cards, but having the artificial intelligence then correct the old information on the driver's license with the current information on the driver's license to automatically verify valid insurance benefits and where they're at with their copays, what the lab needs to collect during the visit. This is a vision of how comprehensive your laboratory is going to be in all the dimensions. And then, of course, Corey from ProPath, he gave you a very good tour of how a large regional pathology group is adapting and incorporating both digital pathology and advanced informatics into the group. He gave you a very good idea of how the pathologists of each generation are accepting digital pathology imaging and these image analysis algorithms. So we've had a very interesting couple of days, and I know that many of you have sat in some of the breakout sessions, which are very specialized in the area that you're most interested in, and I'll be interested to hear from you as to how that has improved your lab and what you've done with that information. So in sending you out for another 12 months, I would encourage you, as you do innovative things in your labs, contact us, because I'm always interested in having you do presentations on things that represent first mover and early adopter activities in your labs that actually provide now a proven pathway for other labs to follow. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to deliver more value to your hospitals, your physicians, and your patients. And you need to start thinking about both payers and employers as opportunities to deliver value. I can tell you that your larger employers in your community would love to know which patients have care gaps and how those care gaps can be eliminated and addressed. TriCor Reference Lab did some presentations along with Rhodes Group today and yesterday that discuss exactly how they're getting paid to provide that kind of data independent of a fee-for-service or a PPM kind of agreement. So with that, I think I'll close. That'll keep us on time. I hope you've enjoyed the hotel. Has this been a good selection for us? Thank you. Do you forgive us for serving chicken in New Orleans yesterday? Very good. Well, we'll be back here at this hotel, and we're very much looking forward to hosting you again. And please don't hesitate to contact any of us at the offices of the Dark Report with some of your success stories or that you want to connect up with a resource. And I'd like to say at this point, best to all of you, Godspeed, travel well, and let's have a productive year without COVID here in the next 12 months. Thank you very much.
This concludes the presentation. Mark your calendar for next year's Executive War College to be held April 25th and 26th, 2023, in New Orleans.